Houston Gaines, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us, Tim. Great to be here.
All right. Talk about this. What's going to be different this time around? Why would we expect a different result than we got a year ago?
Sure. Well, I think, first off, my opponent now has a record that she has to defend. And, you know, she's been in office now for one legislative session. And the reality is she went over and threw partisan bombs and in fact, calls herself one of the eight most liberal progressive members of the General Assembly. Actually called herself a left-wing nut, we actually agree on that, but that's about where our agreements end. And so I think she'll have to defend her record, and that's one that voters won't appreciate, and so I believe there will be a different result this November. Also, you have a governor's race, a whole different slate of candidates up and down the ballot, whereas last year, Clark County was the only county that had anything else on the ballot, and so I think there'll certainly be a lot more enthusiasm. We're feeling it on the campaign trail. You know, last year the special election took place so quickly that we didn't have the opportunity as well as we would have liked to spread our message. That if you want someone who's going to go and make a difference and actually get things done, then you have another choice on the ballot. Certainly, if you want someone who's going to, as the flagpole says, play out of Bernie Sanders' playbook, then she's your candidate. If you want someone who's going to go over to the General Assembly and just throw partisan bombs but not do anything, yell resistance at every turn but not pass legislation, or then she's your candidate. And there are voters who want that, there's no doubt. But I hope that our message of actually getting things done, we have bipartisan support, I'm proud of that.
Give me an example of that. Point to a prominent Democrat or two supporting the Houston Gaines campaign.
Well, certainly the most prominent is Nancy Denson, who's the mayor of Athens.
I always have to remind people that she actually is a Democrat. Of course, first of all, we have nonpartisan local elections here, but yeah, a lifelong Democrat.
In fact, Nancy Denson. She might be. I can't promise this is 100% accurate, but she is one of, if not the longest serving elected official Democrats in the state of Georgia. Mm. Been in elected office for over 30 years, served as tax commissioner for a long time, and now as mayor over the last 7.5 years, well, almost eight now, her term is ending. But we have lots of support on all ends of the political spectrum, and I'm not saying that these Democrats agree with my political beliefs. We definitely have differences, but they know that they can trust me, and they know that I'm someone who is going to make a difference, because right now the reality is we're represented by an empty chair who hasn't accomplished anything, and it's not because, as I saw one person wrote yesterday, because she's incompetent. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that she knows what she's doing, and she's just going over and worried more about making a partisan splash than actually making real results. Now,
give me an example. Point to a piece of legislation that she supported when she shouldn't have, or didn't support when she should have. Point to something specific here.
Sure. So there was a particular bill that really I think will frustrate a lot of voters, and it was a bill that dealt with elder abuse in nursing homes. Senate Bill 406 was the particular bill. She was only one of four no votes in the whole General Assembly in the State House, and that was a bill that, you know, was designed to protect elders from abuse in nursing homes. It required background checks, and her concern was, you know, get the fingerprinting of the legislation. But the reality is, you know, only one of four no votes, broad bipartisan support. And so that's one example. Certainly there's plenty. Within 1 week of being elected, or a couple weeks of being elected, she criticized the sheriffs of the counties for cooperating with federal immigration authorities and following federal law, which is a dangerous precedent in my mind for a legislator whose job is to help write legislation to advise people not to follow the law. There's plenty of examples, and you know, the reality is not a single piece of legislation with her name on it passed. And you know, her explanation for that is there's a lot of time that goes into the legislative process, which certainly there is.
Well, there's another example. I mean, she's in the minority party. I mean, that's an explanation in and of itself. There aren't many Democrats any place who could point to successful passage of legislation that's simply the result of being a Democrat in a body that is controlled by Republicans.
That's correct. But she also, you can still have an influence. And there are Democrats in the General Assembly who do have an influence. And maybe their name isn't on the final piece of legislation, but they are in the conversations, and they are a part of the legislative process. She was not a part of anything, and she talks about on the campaign trail helping fully fund QBE, talks about the adoption bill. These are great pieces of legislation, and she's trying to take credit for it, but go ask the authors of those pieces of legislation. Did Deborah Gonzalez have anything to do with this? And the answer is no. And so While she's trying to take credit for good Republican legislation, we deserve someone who's actually going to go and represent this district. We're the home of the University of Georgia. We have great educational opportunities. In Barrow County, you've got Lanier Tech. Obviously, in Athens, you've got Athens Tech. The University of Georgia, great public schools. We deserve someone who is going to go and fight for these institutions and the district as a whole.
All right, Houston Gaines, State House candidate, the election 4 weeks from today. Speaking of campuses, I'm reading the flagpole account of the candidates forum. I guess it was last week down in Watkinsville. Gaines stood out among the four legislative candidates at the forum by not voicing opposition to a campus carry law passed by the General Assembly last year, refused to take a stand for or against repeal of campus carry. Are you for or against repeal of campus carry?
Sure. Well, the question, that was a question, are you for or against repeal of campus carry? And as I said, when the legislation passed a couple of years ago, well, first off, going back even before that, there was what the Democrats billed as guns everywhere. And that was several years ago now. And the partisan cry was that, this would change everything. And frankly, the results weren't that. And then on campus carry, when this legislation was passed, there were a lot of restrictions that were put into the legislation. It's why Governor Deal vetoed the first piece of legislation that came forward, but signed the second one. It includes, you can't have a weapon when high school students are in the classroom. You can't have them in professor office space. There were a lot of restrictions in that legislation, and so. Frankly, it's not ever going to come up.
Hate this. I hate this aspect of politics. It's the reality of it, though. We've seen that front and center the last couple of weeks at the national level. I'm just reading some of what's out there on social media. I probably spend more time than is healthy there. I'm sure you see some of this stuff, too. This privileged young white kid, Silver Spoon, and that's the nice stuff. I mean, it gets really nasty out there. What do you do with that?
Well, it's just a bunch of trash. And the reality is, it's a joke. I mean, the things that you read, and you just frankly have to brush it off. I mean, my opponent's an attorney who I can guarantee makes more in 2 or 3 hours than I do in a week. And so it's just, you can also look up their family salary at the university. I mean, this is just ridiculous, some of the things that they say. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the campaign. I'm more focused on policy, while the other side wants to focus on issues that are personal and have nothing to do with how we'll actually serve in the General Assembly. I'd rather stay focused on actual issues.
Now let's talk about some of those. We touched on the campus carry thing. She wants to expand Medicaid. Democrats do. Some Republicans do. Your position on that?
Well, I don't think that expanding a program that has shown to be ineffective in general is the right solution. The federal administration has encouraged states to look at potential waiver solutions, and so that is something that I think that Georgia should consider, where we're looking at something that's actually Georgia-centric. It's not following the model of what other states are doing. I think that the states that have fully expanded Medicaid have seen that the costs are much more than expected. One of the reasons this is also a problem, a third of the people who they're talking about expanding Medicaid that would be covered under expanding Medicaid already have private insurance. And so if the goal is to expand coverage, that's a really inefficient way of doing it. And so looking at a Georgia specific solution is something that we can do, but expanding Medicaid, and frankly, actually, my opponent not only supports expanding Medicaid, she's on record saying she supports a state-level single-payer health care plan, which would cost, very, very conservatively, $40 to $60 billion, which is 2 or 3 times the state budget currently. Some of these solutions are certainly something that I don't think would fit Georgia, and I don't think the voters of this district want to see.
One of the things the voters in this district do want to see, Houston Gaines, State House candidate, they want to see whoever the representative is, whoever the senator is. They want to see that person go to Atlanta and bring back a lot of money that we can throw at the University of Georgia. Obviously, there's more involved to being in the legislature than that, but at the local level, that's what we care about.
Certainly, supporting the University of Georgia is a critical component of this particular seat. And again, I think the voters will see a clear contrast. I mean, just a week in, within 3 or 4 days of being elected, my opponent was criticizing the University of Georgia. She said, "All we care about is students, students, students. What about staff?" And we need to realize that at the University of Georgia, we have to support students, faculty, staff, administration. And I'm a proud graduate of the University of Georgia. Hope Scholarship is something that I'll fight to protect because it gave me great opportunities. And so I'm going to be a supporter of the University of Georgia. I suspect that the University of Georgia needs someone who is going to be a defender and fighter for UGA. And frankly, all we've seen from my opponent is opposition. And when that is the institution that has made this community, or part of what's made this community so special, we do deserve someone who's going to fight for UGA, and that's certainly something that I'll plan to do.
You brought it up, Hope Scholarship. What to do with it? What to do about it? What your understanding of the status of Hope right now? What, if anything, does it need by way of assistance in propping up and moving into the future?
That's something that, there's different sides of discussion on that. Some say it's running out of money. Some people say no, not at all. And so
my understanding generally is that the ticket sales are going gangbusters. It's the expense out the other end that's causing the problem right now.
That's correct. And so I do think that we've got to find a way to protect it. And so whether that's looking at other sources, I'm not sure. Certainly there's proponents that want to look at a complete wholesale change, and that's not something that I believe is necessarily the solution. But I think both Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams have both stated they want to support the Hope Scholarship and believe we should protect it. Again, it's something that if you have a great high school GPA, getting the full scholarship tuition is a great opportunity. I think that both sides would certainly love to look at needs-based aid. But the reality is, I do think that we should look at needs-based aid, but we shouldn't take away from what's made higher education in Georgia great, which is the fact that if you have a B, you're getting close to 90% tuition. If you have a really high GPA, then you're getting a full tuition paid. But certainly, I would love to look at needs-based aid, but first, we have to ensure that we're protecting what's made higher education in Georgia great, which is the current form of the Hope Scholarship.
Houston Gaines, going to candidate State House 117. The forum Thursday night, we don't have subpoena power. All we can do is issue the invitations. I assume you're going to be there.
I will be there, barring any incident.
What's these next 4 weeks going to be?
Crazy. Early voting starts on Monday. This is the time of the campaign. I was talking to somebody last night. I've loved every minute of this campaign this year up to date. But the next 4 weeks are going to be challenging. You're going to read things about me that aren't true. They've already started. This is the time where people get desperate. I think our campaign is in a great position to win this race. But we're going to work extremely hard. But you're going to see all sorts of things. They're going to throw every single bomb they have.
Do you blame Deborah Gonzalez for that?
Certain parts of it, I do, but certainly not all of it. Her supporters, you can't control what your supporters say, and I trust me, I know that. But there are certain things that you have to take a stand on and say, this is not right. Sometimes it's even her campaign team that's saying things that are just factually incorrect. But I don't blame her for everything. I do think she could take a stand against some of the hate that's going on.
Very quickly, you're up on the internet someplace?
HoustonGaines.com is in fact, the Speaker of the House was over here on Friday, and we talked about this briefly. That's not something that, and the question was actually posed, if Stacey Abrams is elected governor, well, I can tell you if Stacey Abrams is elected governor, I won't be elected state representative.
No, that's probably a fair assumption, yeah. But, I mean, I'm not trying to force you into any corner here, but, I mean, it's a yes or no question. If there is a bill in front of you that says campus carry legislation shall be repealed with passage of this bill, and you're a House District 117 representative, do you give a yes or a no to that vote?
If it's a clean repeal of the legislation that was considered or that was passed, I don't think that that's something that I would vote for. The question, though, is are there things that can be fixed, and that may come up when you look at,
well, it should be pointed out. I mean, Senator Bill Cowsert among those who voted against it. I think I'm right about this. The only member of the Athens delegation, which at that time was comprised of four Republicans and the one Democrat, Spencer Fry, I think I'm right, and maybe you'll remember it this way, the only member who voted for it was Senator Frank Ginn. Everybody else voted against it.
Well,
not because they're anti-gun. Bill Cowsert's not anti-gun, but he thought it was just a poorly written piece of legislation.
Well, and that's something that I do think there are things that can be looked at in the legislation. I think the reality is we have to understand that Georgia Tech and Georgia State are different than the University of Georgia. And so if you want to look at how we can vary implementation by institution, I think the university system he's done a reasonable job of implementation. But, you know, I do think there are things that we can look in the legislation. And my expectation is that even folks who voted against it, a clean repeal may not be the solution. But I think that, you know, there are issues that can be looked at within the specifics. But again, I don't see that actually coming forward.
And again, that's way more time than I intended to spend on that dopey issue. It's the least consequential piece of legislation passed probably in my lifetime. So enough.
Well, and it'll never come back. Just to reassure, it won't come back up.